We are now into the year 2026. So did you make a New Year's resolution? All right, how's it working out so far? Well, I ask this because according to a poll by YouGov, the most common New Year's resolution is to exercise. That was followed by losing weight, improve mental health, learn something new, spend more time with family, read more, and pray more. Another study concluded that the average New Year's resolution lasts just under 4 months. Bringing that finding down a bit further, 25% of resolutions are broken within the first week of January. In fact, you might not know this, January 9th is actually called Quitter's Day because of the large number of New Year's resolutions that get kicked to the curb just on that one day. That's a big number because while 45% of Americans make New Year's resolutions, only 8% actually achieve them. Why that high rate of failure? Maybe those in that YouGov survey I referenced have stumbled on to the solution. Pray more. The path to success with your New Year's resolution is found in God's Word. Now, it might sound easy to go alone saying that your resolution is to be a better person, but what exactly does that mean? As we know, God works in specifics. He knows what you need, what you want, and provides you with the exact instructions on how to be blessed by Him and have what you need come into your life. This is why Jesus speaks these words in John chapter 6, verse 47. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. A New Year's resolution shouldn't be treated as being something for us. It should be thought of as doing our duty for God. I mean, it was he who blessed us with life, the body or spirit exists in. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So, with that established, let's look at some of the common New Year's resolutions and learn what guidance the Bible offers us. A resolution to exercise more, or start exercising, let's be honest here, was the top New Year's resolution. Guidance for that comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run this not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. If your resolution is to lose weight, did you know that two extremely healthy diet plans come from God? First is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, and God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food." The second, then, even more detailed diet plan is found in the 14th chapter of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, as well as the 11th chapter of Leviticus. You can spend time with those two chapters, but here are just a couple of examples from Deuteronomy. This is what God instructs in verse 4 and 5 of Deuteronomy chapter 14. "These are the animals which you may eat: the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roe deer, the wild goat, the mountain goat, the antelope, and the mountain sheep." God adds to that in verse 9, "These you may eat all that are in the waters, you may eat all that have fins and scales." Learning something new, that's another popular resolution. That learning opportunity always exists in God's Word and will result in building you up by building up God in you, as we read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Paul also tells us this in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Let's see, spending more time with family, that was among the top New Year's resolutions. The Bible has guidance regarding that for different generations. When you think about it, let's first look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Moving to the younger generation, here's what's revealed in Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Then, of course, there's money. Talked about this earlier with Dr. Willie Jolly. Maybe you've finally given up praying for that winning Powerball ticket and now getting serious about your earning and saving. Well, it's good and necessary to have money so you can support yourself, support your family, your church, and any causes that you care about. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11 tells us this. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. There's also a significant difference between possessing money and loving money. The latter comes with consequences that we're told about in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Some words of Jesus that gives us the guidance that we need. Here's what he teaches in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. These are just a few of the examples of guidance and direction you can find in the Bible so your New Year's resolution will survive the year. Bible apps really make all this a lot easier, too. You do a search using a word or phrase that best applied to your resolution, and you'll be blessed by God's strength, His wisdom, and His love. Now, will there be times of challenge, times to endure, moments to overcome as you go through 2026? Yep. But remember one very important truth. Wherever 2026 takes you, God is already there.